Good morning, HCC. This is Brendan Byrne coming with you live for another show of our new program that Chris and I are still trying to figure out the name of. We're going between HoCo Journal and HoCo Live and HoCo Live Journal, but we're going to pick one of those. You guys pick whatever one you want to listen to today, and we'll do that show for you. Don't worry, I'm not just here rambling on my own. Chris is out sick today, but alas, we do have a very interesting guest with us. I am joined by the founder of the Hops and Harvest Festival, Chad Diamore. Chad, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Very cool. So, Chad, we got the Hops and Harvest Festival coming up pretty soon, right? It's like the end of this week, Saturday?
Saturday the 5th, yeah.
Okay. So, Chad, for those who don't know, what is the Hops and Harvest Festival?
So, the Hops and Harvest Festival is really a celebration of everything Maryland. And we focus on Maryland beer, wine, spirits, artisans, vendors, music, and really bring it all together for fantastic, almost like Oktoberfest type of event.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. So just kind of a whole excuse to get just a little bit gluttonous, maybe not too much.
Yeah, that's what you're into. There's definitely opportunities for it. The ticket comes with unlimited tastings. We have a DJ. We have two bands. We have, I don't know, probably 10 or so food trucks and 35, 36 breweries, wineries, distilleries. So it's,
oh wow!
If gluttony is your thing, there's plenty of opportunity.
this is your show. I mean, it's my thing. I might have to check it out. That sounds pretty good to me.
Come on by.
So, Chad, how long has this been going on for now?
This is year four.
Okay, wow. You already have such a pretty strong presence of what I saw, like breweries and restaurants and stuff coming to this thing. That's pretty impressive. So, Chad, where did you come up with this idea? Like, what are your origins? What are the origins of Chad?
Sure. So,
the founder
of
Hops and Harvest
Festival. I'm actually a Columbia guy.
Okay.
So, I was raised in Columbia. Actually, I'm a HCC alum. Went down to DC for, you know, my professional life and kind of fell in backwards into the event production business as like a side hustle.
Oh, gotcha.
And so I've been doing event production for about 12 years on the side of my day job. And I don't know, probably 5 years ago, I moved back to Columbia, bought a house, and was looking around for something to do, something to really sink my teeth into. And I knew event production, and there was really not a whole lot going on here. We have Wine in the Woods in the spring. And then there's a couple of events put on by CA and things like that, but there's not a ton of outdoor special events in Columbia. So I basically saw the hole in the market, had the skill set to fill it, and decided to really just go for it. So here we are in year four.
Yeah, it sounds like it worked out for you.
Yeah, well. No, it's a good time. It really is. It's a lot of fun. It could be stressful as hell.
I'll bet. Yeah.
But it's a really good time.
How much planning goes into this? Like, how long do you have to set? Does it take to really set up this festival each year? Do you kind of start like the day after this one?
So it depends. This year is more work than previous years because we're changing our venue. The last 3 years we've been down on the Columbia Lakefront, down at Lake Kitt. We're moving into Symphony Woods this year, which is a change that we're really excited about. The leaves are crunchy. It's in the woods, wide open space. So there's a lot to play with, a lot of room to grow there. But that being said, I also have to redesign the footprint and do all of the kind of, it's basically starting from scratch. So to kind of answer your question, I started lining up vendors and things like that probably back in May, June, because the good ones, their calendars book up. Like the good food trucks, the good artisans, they're on the circuit. And if you don't get to them early in the season, you don't get them. So, so we were kind of recruiting the best we could find starting back in like May and June.
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't seem really like a last minute thing. It's like, hey, I'm doing this thing next weekend. You want to come out? It's like, no, I've had next weekend planned for the past 7 months, so I don't think I can do that.
Yeah. We still get a lot of people last minute wanting to come in and join, but we try to get it really dialed in. We try to curate as much as we can to make sure it feels like a good fall festival. So we're getting the right vendors the right people to make that experience for the consumer, to make it, you know, a good day where you can just come out and have fun.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the list, I checked, and you have a list on your website of all the vendors that'll be attending, correct?
Yep, sure do.
Yeah, and for anyone who wants to check that out, you can go to the website. You have a very, very long list of, I've noticed some very recognizable local breweries. I think I saw Flying Dog out there.
Yep.
One of them.
Yeah, we have, if you want me to run down them real quick.
Yeah, sure.
For the breweries, or do you want breweries, distilleries, and wineries?
Let's do them all, man. We got to get all this info out there.
All right, so you can find this on your own. It's hopsandharvestfest.com, but I'm going to run down it real quick. Seven Locks Brewing, Black Flag, Blackwater Distilling, Blue Dyer Distilling, Brookville Beer Farm, Calvert Brewing, Crooked Crab Brewing, Elder Pine, Elk Run Winery, Ellicott Mills Brewing, Flying Dog, Grey Wolf Distilling, Guinness, Heavy Seas, Hidden Hills Vineyard, Hysteria, Il Dolce Winery, Jailbreak, Lost Ark, Lion Distilling, Manor Hill, Oliver Brewing, Olney Winery, Reckless Ale Works, Sapwood Cellars, Silver Branch, Smoketown Brewing Station, The Urban Winery, 10th Ward Distilling, Tobacco Barn Distilling, and Twin Valley Distilling. And then from there, we have our entertainment lineup, and we have all of our food vendors, and we have all of our artisans and stuff like that. So
sounds like a jam-packed event. That's pretty exciting, actually.
Huh? Yeah, it's going to be good. And I'm really excited about being in the woods. It should be fun, too.
That's pretty cool. I like so the venue, you said you were on the lakefront last year, and you're kind of in a woods setting, almost like Wine in the Woods.
Same exact space.
Okay, cool. So it's the same.
Yeah.
But maybe
but
a little
in the
better.
Fall with beer, wine, and spirits. And it's all Maryland-centric.
Not going to throw any shade. That sounds a lot more fun. But it's just my opinion. Not the official opinion of Dragon Digital Radio, just the opinion of Brendan Byrne. Maybe that sounds a little more fun. Anyway, before I get in trouble, that's a big local lineup list you got there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty exciting. I can maybe get my dad to go out for Guinness. I keep forgetting they're a local brewery now.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been over there?
I haven't. I've passed the brewery. I want to do like a tour at some point.
It's worth checking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Guinness is a big operation, and there's only two places in the world where they do experimental brewing.
Okay.
So you can go to the Guinness over there, and you can find 15 different types of Guinness.
Yeah.
Or if you go to the store, you find two, you know?
Yeah.
So.
A little treat for checking out the tour.
Yeah.
I did that with Flying Dog Brewery at one point, too. Because when you go out there, they have a little bar where they serve brews that they don't distribute or sell. It's just for the brewery. And they had all these neat little flavors that it just kind of makes the whole trip worth it.
Here's a shameless plug. I also run a business called Maryland Brewery Tours.
Okay.
So if you want to get out and see breweries, we can help you there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to look into that later. That's pretty exciting. So what else do we have to cover about this festival? We got a lot going on. It's only 5 hours is what I find. Unbelievable. It just sounds like there's going to be something to do every single second you're there.
Yeah, so traditionally it was 2 4-hour sessions. So we ran a noon to 4. People would reset, restaff, and then we'd do a 5 to 9. But because we have such a bigger space, we can have everybody there all at once. So we've extended it, same ticket price, but instead of 4 hours of unlimited tastings, it's 5 hours of unlimited tastings. And there'll be plenty to do. And we have games and stuff. Like, we'll have axe throwing and, like, the hammer slammer thing where you slam the hammer and try to ring the bell.
Oh, yeah.
Cornhole and bear pong. Have you seen that one?
Bear pong?
Bear pong.
Okay, I've
it's
not
like
seen that
beer
one.
Pong, but with buckets.
Okay.
And it's a Maryland guy that started the business. So we really try to represent Maryland as best we can.
Yeah, that sounds very Maryland.
Yeah.
Now that you say it. It's like, I haven't heard of it, but I immediately now feel
gravitate
like it's a,
towards it. Yeah.
It's like, it feels like a very Maryland aesthetic. Like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So, I know you're just talking about ticket prices. So, since there's a lot of drinking at these kind of events, I mean, you know, it's the Hops and Harvest Festival. You just announced all the distilleries and breweries that are going to be there. Is there maybe a discount on for people who would be designated drivers or can participate?
Yeah, there's so the general admission ticket is $40. It's a little more expensive at the door, so buy in advance if you want to get that savings. There's a designated driver ticket for $15.
Oh, okay.
If you just want to come and hang out and listen to the music and enjoy the vendors, It's also family friendly. So we have a kids area, special programming just for the kids. So yeah, I know that's not the Dragon Digital Radio demographic per se, but bring your dad. You know, we definitely get groups out there that, you know, make
you have a space fair. I can put him into.
Yeah, the geriatric center.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could probably.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, Chad, I feel like there's got to be more we're talking about with this event here. I know you said you worked in event planning before this. Was this something that you kind of always aspired to do maybe at some point in your life, maybe start your own kind of festival?
So I've always had a lean towards entrepreneurship. Always wanted to run my own business. It's of the dreams and possibilities out there. I always thought it'd be cool to own my own company and run my own business. And so this is how it kind of manifested. I didn't necessarily plan it out this way, but you know, when I moved back to Columbia, you know, many years ago, I basically looked around and saw the opportunity and said, hey, you know, I can connect these dots, let me give it a shot. So here we are. So that's grown from, started with the festival, has grown to include the brewery tours, and we have some venue management contract, and there's a good chance that we'll be doing some new things starting next year as well. So it's steadily growing. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What do you see happening for the future? What are even your dreams for the future of this festival
as far as the festival goes?
Yeah.
I love the space. Mm-hmm. I think if it could be the wine in the woods of the fall, same programming, just beer, wine, and spirits. But I would like it to feel more festival-like, to have more space activations, more games, and more ways to engage the community. I think there's an opportunity to grow it to multiple days, kind of like Wine in the Woods.
Yeah.
I want people to enjoy it. I want it to be a good thing for downtown Columbia. I want it to be a place where people can come together, and it's a signature event that's on the calendars that people are like look forward to. They know that in the fall there's a Hops and Harvest Festival, and that's something they look forward to. I mean, that's really what it's all about. If people are anticipating it and looking forward to it and telling their friends that, hey, you got to come check this out, it's always a blast, we're doing a job.
Yeah, you know? I'd say so. Yeah. And based on the amount of vendors you guys are having there, it sounds like you're expecting to have a really solid turnout this year.
I think we have 86 vendors.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good amount.
So actually, when I was designing the footprint, and I was like plugging everybody in, I was like, oh, I'm going to need to expand the footprint. So actually, just a couple weeks ago, I had to enlarge the footprint that we're using in the woods just because we do have so many vendors.
Yeah.
Not to mention you need to have room for people. So, it should be a good time. We're super fortunate. The weather looks beautiful. So it's going to be like 68, mostly sunny.
Oh, that's perfect in the fall woods. Festival weather.
Yeah. I was just out there yesterday. Like the leaves are crunchy. It's really nice.
Very cool. So I guess, would you see you've seen a big growth in terms of the festival so far? Like comparing this year to your first year? With Hops and Harvest?
There's been a steady growth. I wouldn't say it's big, but we're probably growing 10-15% year over year.
Okay.
And I think I've had some help with, you know, the vendor registration and all that kind of fun stuff. I get some help with the social media marketing, but a lot of it's like a one-man show.
Yeah.
So, I think as we grow the team, I'll have more resources to get the word out, and we'll be able to grow the attendance. And really, we couldn't do that before. We were limited to our space at the lakefront, so there wasn't room to grow.
Yeah.
So, which is part of one of the reasons that we moved to Symphony Woods is so we would have room to grow, but also it's under construction. So, it's like we kind of had to.
Yeah.
Now's the time. We're looking good. We're looking for a good turnout this year. And tell your friends, come on over.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with all those vendors, you're going to get a great turnout. So you touched on this briefly earlier, but you said there is a child space, or a place for children. This can be a family friendly festival for the parents who are like, oh, I'd really like to do that, but you know, I need to bring my kids with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of activities can they do with can parents do with their kids here?
Sure. So a couple things. We have kind of a designated area, and we have something called the Imagination Playground, which is big building blocks. We have giant Legos. We have board games. We're going to do pumpkin painting.
Very cool.
There's a down the duckies game, which is a little squirt guns, and you knock over the duckies, and if you knock it over, you get to take it home. And just, you know, things like that. Just.
And is this for kids only, or can adults sneak into this part of the park?
Adults too? Can definitely sneak in, and they usually
okay.
do. Yeah.
So those Legos are sounding pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. And the pumpkin painting, too. We'll have the medium-sized pumpkins and tables and paints and brushes. And so you can gum and you can grab a drink and you can paint your pumpkin and get it on your way out.
All right.
And then put it on your door because 'tis the season. You know.
Yeah, it's so, 'tis the season for so, fall delights.
Yeah.
I guess in terms of future plan aspirations, I know you said you wanted to try to move it to a multiple day festival maybe at some point. Do you have like maybe an idea when you'd like to try to see that happen?
It all depends. That isn't the goal by any means, but I think it's an indicator for success to a certain degree. I'm not pushing for a multiple day festival, but hopefully people enjoy it enough and there's enough demand that it would make sense to do that.
Yeah, that it kind of naturally evolves.
Yeah,
into that.
Yeah. I'm not pushing for anything. What I really try to do is see what people want and then try to make that happen. So there's definitely a demand to kind of revitalize downtown, to create more activities for the younger demographics, for people in their early mid-20s to early mid-30s. Like,
yeah,
we need things to do.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So, and this isn't you know, an every week type of thing, but you know, something that you can look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. Where,
so that's kind of what I'm trying to do. There's this whole effort to revitalize downtown. Yeah. If I could play a part in, you know, making Columbia more attractive to younger folks, then, you know, that's part of what I'm trying to do too.
Yeah, I mean, when you see an empty space like that, you naturally just kind of want to fill it.
Yeah.
You know, want to see something take its place. And I'm actually pretty excited about this festival now. I'm hearing more and more about it. So I'm a little pumped, I'll say
nice.
That.
Yeah. Nice.
So, Chad, how can people buy tickets ahead of time for this?
So you can buy tickets directly on our Facebook page. You can go to the website, which is hopsandharvestfest.com, and you can just do it all there. You know, it's really pretty simple. Just click a button.
Yeah, and it's cheaper to buy tickets ahead of time on the website, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so everyone, if you're excited to go to that festival, you should probably buy tickets now. Save yourself a little penny, and you know, bring your friends, rope your friend into doing you know, designated driving. They'll all pay less, so you know, it won't be a big ripoff for them. They won't feel saddled with the duty, but you know, it'll be a fun time for everybody, regardless.
Or just Uber. Just Uber. Stay safe.
Yeah. Just don't drink and drive, people. Yeah. Be safe out there. All right. Well, Chad, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. It's been a delight.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Chris will hopefully be back then. Hopefully she'll be feeling better. Until then, stay cool, guys. Enjoy the fall weather. It's slowly and finally approaching us. And we will see you Wednesday.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.